Alright, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get your ass up and get you another serving of this grilled cheese podcast. And with me today is a family affair today. I got my good old cousin right here with me. Go on and say something to the people right quick, Smooth.
Hey.
You want to tell them what your name is? You want to go by your social media name right there?
It's Angel.
Alright. Miss Angela here decided to join me today. Now, for those who don't know, she's fresh out the high school scene. Now, let's go and clap it up for her right quick for getting out the high school scene right quick. Now, it's time for her to embark on a new adventure called college. How you feel about going to college, though?
I'm nervous about a lot of stuff with it. But.
You think you ready for it?
Of course.
Even if you ain't ready, you better be ready. Alright, so y'all know how this goes. We're going to talk about some things and play a game. And the game we're playing right now is Monopoly Empire. And the objective of this game, you have to try to get your tower to reach the top. The only thing about it is you can be a savage motherfucker and knock someone else's property down on that tower. So, usually, whenever I do this, I always let the guests go first. So, Miss Angelica, would you like to roll the dice on them for a minute? Got that 8 right there. I'm gonna give you a coaster for your jank right there. Alright. Now that back to school time has approached, high school hasn't went back yet, but I know elementary is back in so far. And do you miss like that back to school feel though? Like when you try to be fresh for the very first week of school a little bit?
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Alex about. I was like, dang, I'm not going back to school this year. Well, not with her anyway.
Yeah, it seems like whenever you graduate, like when you assume everybody else go back to school, it do feel different. You're like, wait a minute, I ain't gotta go out of this damn early no more.
They're going to school next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be sitting at home and going to work.
Yeah, doing what regular niggas do, I guess. Alright, you can go ahead and move your 8 right there. But yeah, man. It's crazy how life can change after graduation like that. And then, yeah, you come to that realization like, damn, I'm actually done with high school as much as I said I'm going to get at this bitch. Thing is, we always be ready to say that until we get them first rack of bills come in. Just like, you know what? I'm kind of rethinking this being grown decision right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what? I don't want no beats, but I get it to you for $50. If you want it now, that's what they need. If you want it, you gonna pay that little 50 right there for it, or you gonna pass on them?
I think I'll pass for that one.
You gonna pass on them right now? All right, so it's your role. And with all, is there like one thing you miss from like both elementary and high school a little bit that you kind of, you know, don't get to do no more?
Elementary, everybody had nap time. They don't even get nap time no more. But high school, shoot, I basically did what I want to in high school, so there ain't nothing specific because I was a good kid, so I had a lot of free time. I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's just a lot of things. It's just going to be different. It's going to be different.
You're like, I agree with you, though. You're saying about how elementary school have nap time and stuff. I'm like, man, that was the best part of even going to school at one point. Well, then, hell, even when you were in high school, you still getting nap times. Ah, damn, I'm going to got to pay you $50. If y'all wouldn't know what just happened, she just picked up a chance card and it said everybody at the table pay her $50 for her birthday. Even though her birthday ain't until 2 months from now. But, how do you think your first semester of college is going to be? Think it's going to be a little bit nerve-wracking? Or are you going to get a little bit homesick?
I think I'll be fine.
You be all right?
I'm sure I'll be. I know I'm not going to be homesick because I done been far away from home when I went to basic. So, that's nothing. And I'm way closer. I can come home on weekends and stuff. And I don't have to work.
that's what's up. I'm gonna go ahead and buy this little punk ass electric company. I'm gonna jump in right quick. The way this one works, you have to buy like four tiles of a one whole electric and water work. So it's weird how it works. So, alright. If you. Now that, you know, high school getting ready to start back soon, you got all these new upcoming seniors, upcoming freshmen. What is your advice to, like, both freshmen and seniors, though, that's starting out right now in high school?
Do what you're supposed to do. Get in, get out. It's really not hard. You really have to not try to not get out of high school, honestly. Because there are some people, I ain't going to say no names, but you would think they would still be there for a couple more years.
All right, for the free parking, you want to just sit there or you want to take a trip around the board for $100? You can go anywhere on the board for $100.
I think I'm going to go ahead and trip to... I'm going to take a trip all the way around.
Take a trip around the way.
Let's see. Let's see which place I'm going to go to. I think I want, EA.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I get paid.
Yeah, you get paid $50. Remember now, on this one, whenever you pass go, you get paid on how much your tower is worth. So that's why it's best to kind of stack your tower up, because the more you stack it, the more pay you get. So, if I could give any advice to, like, any upcoming freshman or senior, well, if you're a freshman, I would advise you to, like, stay in your lane, but, like, don't be, like, an outcast, really.
Don't think everybody is your friend.
Right, yeah. Definitely that. And also, like, don't be popping off at the mouth when you first get there, because they will put you in your place now. High school niggas will put you in your place. And also, to most people, honestly, I wish I had not seen so much high school TV and movie type shit to just, like, kind of get that visual of high school.
And then thinking it was like that when you get there and you find out.
I'm like, this shit is nothing like what I seen on TV, man. Like, for one, I hate when people kind of compare high school to High School Musical, even though, all right, I just knew damn well ain't nobody going to be singing every class now. First of all, ain't no regular person going to do that now. You try singing in class if you want to, yes, get sent out of the room. So, in fact, I'm going to let y'all know this. Freshmen, high school is not going to be shit like High School Musical, all right? We can let you know that right now. Do not bust in the front doors singing. Do not look and try to start a flash mob with everybody. It's not going to happen. Next, I would advise you again to, like, have all your ducks in a row so that way when your senior year comes, you can have a smooth sailing. Because you don't want to try to, like, dodge all your important classes and have to basically take them shits and you'll stretch yourself out later.
My easy thing was, I mean, since I was one of the smart kids, I was ahead already, but I took my other core classes that, like, basically all my core classes that I had to take, I took them in the first semester. Mm-hmm. Some people can't do that because they feel like it's stressful, but that's what I did. So then my second semester, I was basically chilling other than, like, Spanish, something like that, because that's what you need to go to college. You have to take the Spanish or whatever.
Right.
But then I had a bunch of electives. And senior year, I had free period. I had one class that I went to, and that was at the end of the day. So I slept all morning or did whatever I went to until the end of the school day. And then I was there for, like, an hour and a half, and then I was done with school. In the first semester, I wasn't there for the second half of the day, I think it was. Yeah, so.
That's what you call bullshit right there. That's what you're supposed to do right there. Honestly, like, I could have had a free period, though, my senior year. And, like, thing is, reason why I didn't take it, because of the teacher I had. Again, I'm not going to say no names, but for y'all that don't know, I did theater for 4 years in high school. So, reason why I kept this one class was because she wanted all of us to be together one last time. Honestly, with the way I was feeling, I could say, you know what? Fuck all y'all at this point. But you know what? I don't want to hear her bitch and moan about it. So you know what? I'm going to say your little punk ass class right now. Doggone it. And like, need 300 back. What you gonna get there? Get that Chevy. Like, also, I don't know if y'all, well, hold on, I'm gonna get my advice for seniors real quick. Seniors, just be sure to do all the shit you were supposed to do. Again, like Miss Angela said, be sure to do all the shit you're supposed to do, so that way you not really gonna stretch yourself out too much when your time comes. Cause again, it's not, high school is really not that hard. Nigga, all you gotta do is show up. Even if you're not that smart, cheat off a nigga. Okay, all right. I ain't gonna tell y'all to cheat, cause even though I did it at times, cause hell, y'all weren't the smartest kid in class either. I ain't gonna front. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed all times anyway. So, if you're gonna cheat, at least be smart about it. I'm not encouraging you to cheat. You did not hear that from me. This is not a public service announcement, so you did not hear that from me. But if you know you're not the brightest person in class, please get all the help you can, even if the teacher ain't gonna help you. Most times they don't sometimes, cause hell, they're trying to, hell, we don't wanna be with them no more than they wanna be with us. So, I mean, you can tell with the teachers too, though. Like, any teacher that starts that morning off with a big old sigh, like, ah, all right, let's get this over with. And you know that they didn't want to be there with your ass to begin with. You just know that for a fact.
And but now, then there's some good teachers, like mm-hmm. my favorite that I had, my math teacher, Mr. Hannah, who will actually take the time to stay with you or let you fix your test and all other kind of things. To make sure that you're successful and know what you're doing. I'll pay you a $5.
Oh, damn. I got to give you money back, cuz. My bad. Again, I ain't the smartest tool in the shed at times. So, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Miss Anne was a cool dude, though, you know. Miss Anne, if you ever hear this podcast, shout out to you, though, man. You was a real one, though, yo. You was a real one. Even though I got sent at your class once. The whole time, I got sent at your class once. But, yeah, be sure to get all the help you can. Damn, I forgot what I wrote. But yeah, be sure to get all the help you can get, and so that way you won't be too far behind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you can listen to your guidance counselors if you want to. They just kind of like give suggestions. You don't really have to follow them, honestly.
Yeah, like they try to make me take a bunch of extra classes and end up dropping my GPA at the end.
I get me a free water work. Yay. Little punk ass towel. But yeah, honestly, I think my guidance counselor didn't fuck with me too much, because like it was like 1 year I was supposed to take, like, well, the way this high school was, you had to take like a career management course. You kind of had to. I don't know why they kind of forced that. But so I could have taken it my freshman year, but like, I didn't like what the teacher did. So this nigga gonna give us a list of like business terms A through Z and wants to memorize that shit by Friday. I'm like, hold on, we just got in this bitch. Wait a minute now. I can memorize all this shit. I just got here. So I literally went to that guidance counselor office and said, can I switch this class? And when she asked me, like, why you wanna switch it? Because like, you don't like the curriculum or whatever, like, nah, I just don't like that class. Like, we never had anybody switch because they didn't like class. Well, bitch, they didn't lie to you, all right? Anybody told you they didn't, they just lied to you for that one, though. Because, shit, even though, again, I should have stuck with that class. I really should have, because it came back and bit me in the ass later. And I got a teacher whose voice I cannot stand. I ain't going to put her name out like that. Man, you probably know what I'm talking about, though. I cannot stand her damn voice. Even just like hearing her just talk in general, it just annoyed the hell out of me. I'm like, you know what? Like every day I went in that class, I'm like, you know what? I should have just sucked it the fuck up and went and stayed in that class freshman year. Then I wouldn't have to deal with you. I should have stayed in there. But, wait.
I just went.
All right. You know what? I really don't want to swap nothing with you. So I'm just going to take this Samsung right here. Oh, forgot to tell y'all. With this one, on one of the dice, there's like a little hand shake up there, whatever. If you roll that, you have a choice to switch any type of billboard you have with anybody on the board. So I would switch something, but she ain't really got nothing I want right now. But I will take this Samsung right here, old boy. Also, like, when you think about it, I don't know if you ever went through this, but like, you ever noticed that like each year your high school swag kind of decreased every like first part, though, like the first week?
Mine, I was always somebody who liked to look neat anyway, so mm-hmm. it didn't really always came to school. I had to be really sick to not care at all. And that only happened like once. Mm. So.
But yeah, like, even if, like, again, like, you can still be neat, but still, like, bum out at the same time. But the thing is, there's a difference between you can bum out, but still be, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it right now, but you can still be, like, able to be around other people. As long as you ain't got no odor to you. Yeah. Now, if you bum out and you decide to not wash your ass that morning, then you just a nasty motherfucker. That's all I can tell you right there. Because we've seen people probably come to the school that just bum out and smell like ass all day. Thing is, how you smell like ass? You ain't go to the gym though. Now, how? But if I had any advice, if y'all gonna try to like dress up or whatever, don't really wear all your new shit that first week, because then you gonna kind of like bum out the rest of the time. Just like alternate with it, really. You can like wear your new shit part of the week, and then you know, wear your old shit the rest of the week or whatever. But don't wear it. I learned that the hard way, like, to not, you know, wear it all in 1 week like that. Because, like, well, as a freshman, you don't really know too much, though, about that. Because, like, you just want everybody's attention on you at that time. So, like, especially when you're a freshman, you just want to be fresh. They're like, you know what? I'm going to kill niggas with this tomorrow, though, man, when I get this outfit. And, I'm going to go after that. 1, 2, 3. All right, your turn. But yeah, honestly, with me, like, each year, like, for sophomore, junior year and stuff, when it came to the first day, my swag kind of decreased a little bit, but, like, I was still, you know, semi-fresh, but not, you know, what? Damn, you gotta go to jail, guys. You gotta get a Jeffrey card on you?
Nope.
Damn. Oh, it's $50 to get out of jail, so... If you got it. I'm checking if you got it. Alright, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold on. I get paid. Let's see how much I get paid, huh? I get paid $4.50 for passing go. Look at that. I get my money back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 50. Alright, you paying your debt to society right there. And I say I ain't gonna get that punk ass blue spot right there. Nah, so. Alright. Yeah, I don't want Spotify. Even though y'all can listen to the Good Cheese podcast on Spotify. Just put that out there. But nah, I ain't gonna buy Spotify though. But now y'all know I always like to take a look and see what America has been up to the past few days, and surprisingly we had some funny stories. Damn, what you gotta pay this for?
Tell them I pay the bank.
Damn.
A fine.
Damn. Let's
roll again for that double.
But let's see here. What nigga news do we have for us today? Alright. I don't know if you heard about this story or not, but apparently in nigga news, we had this one man try to mug a woman who he didn't know was a UFC fighter. So I'm gonna let you just guess how that ass open went.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, let's see what it is. Let's get the full story on this here. Alright. In a surprising turn of events, unfortunate thief Rio de Janeiro, while trying to rob a woman, got knocked himself down. Okay, let me read that sentence again. Like, while trying to rob a woman, got knocked himself down by the lady. Okay. The woman turned out to be Paulania, I'm guessing I pronounced this right, Viana. Again, hope I'm pronouncing your name right, sweetheart. UFC strawweight fighter. So, I don't give a damn what kind of weight class you're in with any kind of sport. I can be boxing, UFC, mixed martial arts, whatever. Any weight class you're in, you certified to whoop ass at that point. So, the fact that this brother there, going thing, he gonna try to rob any old lady in any kind of way. She was letting you know, nah, fam, you gonna have to earn this cash. So, but now look at
he was trying to rob her.
He was trying to rob her. She fucked him up though, cause I'm like, all right, again, this is why people always say never underestimate your opponent in any situation because they will surprise you. Now, Me, on the one hand, I don't know why you would try to just rob anybody in general. And plus, I hope, honestly, I hope the people who saw this ass of them recorded it. Honestly, I ain't even going for it. I hope whoever saw it recorded it.
That's if anybody seen it since he was trying to sneak her.
Yeah, you know what? What's crazy is that whenever somebody see somebody get robbed, they don't do shit about it, really, until, like, after the police get there.
So, oh, yeah, I've seen.
I'm like, oh, really? Now you seen something? You see shit this whole time when it was happening. Now you seen something? But, yeah. Side it, well, I don't even know if you would even get jail time at this point. Well, if you did, you already been punished already. So, adding jail time to that. Just adding salt on the wound right there.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I went already. So let's see how else did this story go here. Let's see what else it did. All right, so apparently a man had approached her while she was waiting for an Uber outside her apartment building in the West Zone of Rio. Polonia mentioned that the man seemed sneaky as he approached very close when she noticed her. Now, see, she already knew what the deal was. Honestly, she already, you know what? I have a feeling I'm about to whoop somebody's ass today. And it might be him, the way he can stick it up on me right now. So, what you gonna do, though? You gonna buy that Nessie for $350?
I don't have no $350.
Damn, cuz, I'm gonna have to take that from you for $50 then. I'm gonna get that back there, right there. But, yeah, now, see, I don't know if people notice at times, but sometimes your ass open senses or your nigga senses can, like, tell you something about to go down. Now, it might not come at the exact time you needed to come, but you had that feeling in your gut, though. Like, you know what? Something did not quite feel right today. I don't know what it is, but something don't feel right today. And she was waiting for it. Now, especially if she waiting for her Uber at night, all your nigga senses go to, like, a times 10 at that point, because you can't trust nobody around you at that point. So, you're like, you know what? This nigga got one more time.
I'm scared to ride the Uber. Like, people not everybody is bad, but there's a lot of bad people. So.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and get that hash barrel for $150. I'm going to get that right there, right there. But, yeah, y'all will agree with you on that. That's why, like, for those who don't know, I am a part-time Uber slash Lyft driver. And, like, now ever since that little, you know, Uber killing mishap has happened, people have really been very cautious of the ride they're getting into now. They always gotta ask, like, are you this person or whatever? Like, yeah, I am. But also, like, one thing I kinda don't like that with Uber is that you don't see the person's face who you're picking up until you get there to them. Unlike Lyft, you get a picture sometimes of who the person is, because that's always they decide, like, to put a profile picture up or whatever. But with Uber, nah, the driver can know, the rider can know who's picking them up, but the driver don't know who the hell he is till you get there. Now.
Yeah, and that don't always mean the driver gotta be the killer. It could be somebody else trying to, like, rob you or anything, so that's BS.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now imagine picking up somebody that, like, wore a trench coat, though. I'm like, that'd be, like, the most quiet ride for your destination. I'm like, the weather's kind of nice outside, ain't it? But, yeah, I'll agree with you on that, though, because I've had some suspect people a little bit, and I didn't want to say shit because I didn't want to get involved in nothing. So, I just let that be right there. How you pass go? How much you get paid then?
$400. And I'm going to go ahead and take this little $50 right there.
So, you want to buy that powder right there?
Mm-hmm. So I can have something.
But yeah, man, if y'all out here on these streets Ubering or getting a ride from Uber, be sure y'all safe out there. Carry something with you to, you know, to protect yourself. Or you can be like Miss Thang here and take a UFC professional ass-whooping class. So, my boy, sorry to get your ass whooped, but hey, you had to learn a lesson somehow. And let's see what else happened in niggin news this week. Of course, Florida always got to find a way to make their way back in the news. And apparently, this is the dumbass of the week, I would say. Because this man, okay, so a Florida man threatens his neighbors, right? With roach spray and nunchucks. And ends up hurting himself.
Bruh.
Like, alright. So, my question is, why would you threaten your neighbor with roach spray?
Yeah, that's my only question.
And, like, plus, how crazy do you have to be to just have a pair of nunchucks out of nowhere?
Honestly, be like, nigga, and then they can be in their house with a gun. So
true.
And you're on their property.
Except for my yard, motherfucker, you trespassing. Never get a bullet in your ass. I have a reason to do it. You roll doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it's your turn.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But yeah, this nigga hurt himself with his own roach spray and nunchucks. So basically, he whipped your own ass right there. Now, my only question is, what did they do just for you to go over there and just try to start something with them? Because most of the time, it's not always like the, you know, person's fault situation. So we got to see both sides here. Now, what did he just have to go over there for to just carry nunchucks and roach spray with? Is my only question. For one, that's an odd combination of weapons, first of all. like, roach spray. I'm like, nigga, do they got roaches over there? I mean, it's, I don't know. Let's see. I'm gonna try to get some more on this story right here because I'm interested to know what happened to this whole situation here. And like, how did this escalate? And I want to see how this nigga hurt himself. Like, did he hit himself with the nunchuck or spray his eyes with the damn...
with the rope spray, yeah.
Like, did you spray your eyes with the damn rope spray by mistake? Because I'm like, come on, people. Black people, we got to do better now. This is the black dude that did this. We got to do better, black people. We got to do better now.
A black dude.
A black dude in Florida did this. We got to do better, black people. We got to do better. All right. Oh, my damn. Yeah, he hit his own self in the head with the nunchuck. Here's what happened here. It says, police say they've arrested a Florida man who's accused of threatening his neighbors with nunchucks and bug spray before cutting his own head when he accidentally hit himself with the weapon.
He cut his head.
Yeah, nunchucks are very powerful and strong. So, one hit on your head, you could crack your shit. So, okay, let's see what else is this. What else is this here? Okay. It says, Daytona Beach Police spokesman Masad Bin Dayan says 61-year-old Larry Adams complained about his neighbor's loud music coming from a car in the parking lot of their Daytona apartment complex. Oh, he's one of them motherfuckers. He one of them motherfuckers in. They're like complaining over the noise. Like, y'all hoodlums keep y'all music down out there. Alright, okay then. Dan said police say Adams sprayed four of his neighbors with road spray and swung his nunchucks in threatening manner and hit his own damn self. Wow. Like, y'all don't know, I don't know karate, but I know courage. Oh shit.
And that's why they say ugly backfire.
Oh man. Angelica, what's your take on this nigga tree right here? What is your take on it right now?
I believe karma, and karma bit him in his behind.
Do I want to buy eBay? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and pass that off, too.
You got double.
Oh, damn. I did get doubles. Damn. Again, I ain't the smartest tool in the shed.
You was like...
I ain't the smartest tool in the shed. I'm going to let y'all know that right now. I need pictures to what just happened. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna give you a chance to come up though. I ain't gonna buy an Xbox. I'm gonna give you a chance to come up right there.
$50.
$50. You got $50 for it? All right, gonna break that off right there. I'm gonna get that thing right there, right there. Alright. Now it's your turn. Alright. Alright, you got a choice here. You can either move four or switch with me. Which one you gonna do? Which one you gonna do? But I want y'all to know this too. With this game, you get like two Monopoly cards to start off with, and each card has different actions. So you can kind of mess with a person if they try to do something to you. Or you can give your own self an advantage.
I think I'm going to just move up.
Move that foe.
And take that.
Buy that Paramount right there.
Lord, please don't let me go to jail because I'm too broke.
Alright, you just need one more place in there. Just need one more. Alright. I'm gonna shine a spotlight on you for a minute though, Miss Angelica. What exactly is your plan now though, since you didn't graduate high school? What's your plans for now in life?
I gotta finish my training for my military career first.
Oh, okay.
And then when I come back in January, I start school towards nursing.
Alright, which school are you going to?
Well, ECU for nursing.
That's what's up. Let's shout out ECU right quick. I'm just going to swag your swagger deck right quick. So, I'm still give you a property though, right there. I'm going to give you this one here, right there. There you go.
No, that's not going to work. Like first.
Well, it was just want to know what happened. I rolled a little swiping thing. So, I swiped my water work for her Xbox. So, yeah, I had to be a dick for a minute. But, you going back?
I can use one of these too.
Yup. Which one are you trying to plan on using? Okay, so take them Thomas. Oh, nah, though, cuz you ain't doing that to me, though. Yeah, that just say no right here, though, cuz. I give you an A for effort, though. I give you an A for effort. Hey, all right, I'm going to let y'all know what happened just now. So, she wanted to use her card against me, right? Her card said take the topmost billboard from all players and return them to the board. So, my highest billboard would have been Samsung, which means she would have took that back to the board and my tower would have been shortened. Now, me being the nigga that I am, I had a just say no card, which means I can prevent any action from happening to me. So I had to be a nigga right there and do that right there. But that's what's up though. You got your shit in order. You got your whole life planned out right there. Unlike me, you just kind of wing shit. It did not work out for me at all. Still didn't work out, to be honest. Like, I'm still trying to struggle to deal with the shit. And now I got a student loan to deal with out my ass now. Wait a minute. Did you roll already and move? Well, I'll let you go ahead and roll anyway. You didn't roll.
Wait, it is you.
Oh, it is me? But yeah, y'all, now I got a student loan I got to pay off. Seniors, make sure you use financial aid to your advantage and have money on the side. Because trust me, that student loan is going to be a bitch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Please tell me I got 400.
No, you got 300.
Motherfucker.
So I will take that for 50.
Shit.
Because I'm about to pass through anyways.
Yes, Coca-Cola is yours.
I need my 50.
Oh.
Oh, well, I won already anyways.
Oh, damn, yeah. She done won on us, folks. She done won on us.
I didn't know it was going to fill up the whole thing. I thought it was going to see, that's what they say. They don't like ugly. God don't like ugly. I didn't swap. Then you swapped me and took mine and gave me a little teeny tiny one.
Oh, yeah. To let y'all know how karma work right there. Karma will come back and bite you in the ass now. All right. Around this time, we would like to always give our guests free time to talk about whatever they got on their mind or whatever topic they want to discuss or what they got going on or something they want to promote. So, Miss Angelica, what is on your mind at this time? Because you're on the line.
Food.
Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Food could be on everybody's mind right now. All right, y'all. This is our very first short episode, so reason why we gotta cut it short, because you know she gotta go into work later on. I don't want her to be late and everything. So at this moment, we're gonna congratulate the winner right quick for scraping my ass right now. And to all the folks that's starting high school back or college or whatever, y'all be safe out there. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Make sure you have everything planned out so it won't be too hard for you later on. And y'all know what to do. Follow me on my Instagram at Another Black Comedian. Let's get these followers up so I can get on Wildin' Out. Now that's my goal for right now. get my followers up so I can get on Wildin' Out now. I'm telling y'all this right now. And whoever do this, I'd like the first five people who follow me, I will follow y'all back personally. So, with that being said, y'all, this has been another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And we hope y'all had enjoyed y'all serving, because guess what? Next week, you're going to get another damn serving of it. Y'all know what it is. It's been real. Peace.